Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. So I'm really happy to have my mum Chris back on the podcast this week, and we're leading on from the previous week's motivation podcast, and we wanted to talk about the benefits of and the reasons why we like to do Pilates and why we need to do it, and five benefits of mind-body strength with mindfulness Pilates. So today it's about me and my mum sharing why we do it and what our motivation is behind it. And I really hope this helps and inspires you. Here's me and my mum. Hi mum, so we're just on our Pilates together. Just wanted to ask you, what are the reasons you do Pilates? What are the benefits it gives you? What's your motivation behind it?
Well, because because of one's age, I feel that it's so beneficial just lubricating the body.
because it's different this year, you're doing your Pilates, because you're not coming along with the same aches and pains, the pain in the hip and the balance problems and stuff. Are you doing it still to now prevent that?
Absolutely, because I'm always wary of like going down steps, that because I had a fall 2 or 3 years ago, fell down steps, and even now I'm very wary going down steps. Yes. So all the time one needs to be aware of balance, not turning, twisting too fast, and all the basic exercises help me particularly.
Yes, you're feeling stronger in your balance.
Absolutely. And I think about it, even when I'm in the kitchen. I think I've said that before, but I stand on one foot and put the other foot behind, and if I need to hold on, I can hold on. So yes, it's very beneficial. And having a time slot in the week is very beneficial to me.
Yeah, it makes you turn up at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And are you finding a new motivation this year, as in because you're capable of doing so much more in the sessions? Do you like that you're progressing more and more?
Well, absolutely, yes. And you make sure that I only do what I'm supposed to do, not sneak other things in place.
that's funny. So your biggest motivation for you is your balance and maintaining because you had hip pain before and now you're okay. So it means I can do so much more with you.
Yes, that's made a big difference. My right hip wasn't behaving itself at all, but has definitely strengthened.
Yeah, it means you can do so much more this year, which is very exciting, Mum. It's very exciting. Well, thanks ever so much for sharing that. So I thought I'd just have a chit chat with Mum and just share why I'm still so motivated to do Pilates and why I'm so motivated to do it every single day. And basically, it's because I actually feel I have no choice. I have to do it. You know, many people wake up really stiff in the morning and need to move, and I'm one of those people still. And my back, I just cannot live without it. My muscles just cannot live without it. They need stretching, they need moving every morning, every day, they need strengthening. And that is why I do it. I do it to keep my back strong and to keep my back feeling better. I have to look after my back so much. So that's my sort of motivation behind it. Have you got any of those motivations as well, Mum? Do you feel you have to do it?
Yes, I do. I do feel I need to do it, but sometimes that's the hard bit.
That's why you got me as a teacher. That's handy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I find the extra benefits. I like the fact that I'm toned all the time. So I think when you feel good on the outside with your body feeling toned and better posture, that makes you, you know, it's always, you get the benefits on the inside, but I like the fact that you always have the benefits on the outside if you do it regularly. So I do like that's a bonus, really. Mentally, I think it, for me, it keeps me happier mentally. You know, if I'm having not such a good day, then no matter how I'm feeling, I'll always feel better after it. So it's something I'm very aware of, that it's absolutely amazing for not just the body strength but the mind body strength. So that's another reason I do it. I love starting my day with it because it makes me feel better. So that is a big, it makes me feel happier, and when I teach it makes me feel happier too, helping other people with it. And I think it naturally has that mental effect as well of happiness. What about you, Mum? Do you think you still like the mental benefits too?
Absolutely. Like this morning, it's an early start, and I like the early start. Then I'm ready to go off and do what I need to do.
Yeah, it gives you oomph, doesn't it? It gives you oomph.
Yeah. And then yesterday was the first day back to being able to swim, so that complements.
Yeah, obviously, cardiovascular is really important. You can't just do mindfulness, Pilates, mind body strength. Yeah, you've got to do cardiovascular as well. As you say, it complements it beautifully. Hooray! Yeah, really good. I just wanted to come along and just share my big things with it. Core stability and having strong abdominals makes you feel fantastic as well. It does make me feel really good that I'm my age. I won't say how old I am, but I'm my age and I'm so toned, probably the most toned I've ever been in my whole adult life. And I think that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's all bonuses. It's all bonuses. But we can all keep imperfectly improving. And I also like the challenge of it as well, because the advanced mat work, I'm strong enough to do it again. I can get a lot stronger with it. I found some of it tough this morning. But I like the challenge of Pilates, that there are so many levels of it, and there's always another level of the ladder to climb with it, which I think makes it interesting. So there's always a sort of physical and mental challenge with it as well. Do you like that there's always a bit of a challenge with it if you want them?
Well, yes. One's always looking to the next step.
Yeah, because you've started learning more of the advanced mat work this year, so... good for you, Mum. Well done. See where you are at the end of the year. Very exciting. Anyway, that's our lot today. Thanks again, Mum.
Okay. Bye.
So every single class and one-to-one program that I teach, there's always meditation with that mindfulness element to it, relaxation at the beginning and the end, and there's a big focus on concentration, you know, during every single stretch, every single strengthening that we do. And so it's time to relax now. So really hope you enjoy today's relaxation. Lots of love. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy. Happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. We're back again. It's me and Mum. Hi, Chris, Mum. So every class we do a positive affirmation card and angel card. So I'll just pick one for you, the listener, and we'll enjoy it as well. So this is for you. This is a positive affirmation card from Happy Kids Cards. So best card for today's podcast. Enthusiasm. I am enthusiastic. I am enthusiastic and full of energy. So for you listening, wherever you're listening right now, what does that mean to you? If you're not feeling like that, how can you feel more like that? If you are feeling like that, hooray for that. What's amazing is, so you can think about this, you can talk about it to someone else, you can write about it. Mum, what does that mean to you today?
Today I was ready and raring to get cracking. So I felt enthusiastic with what I was doing.
Oh, very good. Because we just did our hours Pilates with Sister Julie. And interesting, we've ended up, yeah, so that was good. For me, I do feel enthusiastic today. And I think because I was turning up and I had a plan in my head of what we're going to do in that session, and we've got our warm up, we do our cards, but we're still warming up. We then do our 6 minutes kind of daily, getting warmed up gently. And then we went into the advanced mat work at our own individual levels. But it's nice because it's structured and we get quite a lot done, and then we still have time for more stretching and a nice relaxation and stretch at the end. So, but to be honest, in the last week, one day I was ill and some days I didn't feel so enthusiastic, so it's lovely today to be back feeling enthusiastic again. Yeah. What about you at home? Or wherever you're listening. Okay, let's go for an angel card. So these are from my deck of angelic meaning cards. So this card is for you. Best card for you today, please. This one's jumping out. So I just found the cards out. J for joy. And it says, see here, feel or know the joy in your life right now. Do what brings you joy at home and work. Smile with joyful attitude. So at home, when you're listening in the podcast right now, what does that mean to you? What is bringing you the joy at home, at work? Have a think about it, talk about it, make it happen more. What about you, Mum? What's bringing you the joy at the minute?
Well, what's bringing me joy is that the sun is shining. And because it is shining, I'm enjoying what I'm doing this morning, which has been an hour's class, and smiling with joy.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm pleased we did it. I'm pleased we make the effort every week to do that together. And sun is shining here, and beautiful flowers around me and on our balcony and everything, and feeling grateful. what about you at home? So really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Stay motivated, get motivated, do what brings you joy, and sending you all lots of love. And thanks for coming again, Mum. And Julie, lots of love, Mum.
And you. Bye.
So really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. May it motivate you about what you're, and have made you think about, you know, what are your whys? You know, are there pains going on? Are there, you know, mental challenges, stresses going on that you want to have a bigger toolbox for? You know, what is your reason for showing up and being motivated to do something? You know, whatever that actually is. Really hope you found the mindset bit of it helpful today with the positive affirmation card and angel card for you today. It's just a time for some thought provoking and, you know, giving yourself permission to, you know, get into that mindset on a daily basis. Actually, it's all about doing these things daily. That's what gives the big benefits. So anyway, hope this motivational podcast has helped you in some way by us sharing our reasons why we do it. And may it help and inspire you too. Lots of love and thanks for coming. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.